visiting with Pleasantville boys wrestling coach Micah Molnitz to kind of talk about their last few meets. Coach, I know you guys competed at Interstate 35 Quad, and then you had your conference wrestling tournament, and then just recently on Thursday night had a quad there at Central Decatur. Can you kind of walk me through a little bit how you feel those three meets went for you?
Yeah, so we had the I-35 Ogden West Central Valley meet there last week. For us, went really well. I know a couple of schools were down due to some illness and injuries and stuff, but I still feel like our kids were very prepared, ready to go for that night. And that kind of rolled us into conference meet there again. Some kids step up, and for the most part, pretty pleased with what we saw for conference, especially with some of our younger guys and a few guys that we had. One out with injury, and then two that got injured that day. So, team points, we were hoping to get there and get that first place win. It was so close, but for the most part, we were pretty good there. Last night, again, kids really stepped up. The Albia duel, we wanted to get back to that one, and we lost two matches that we were winning, so that kind of hurt us there. But for the most part, the rest of that night, we looked pretty good, and the kids responded well. We did have a few guys out with injuries again and illness, so we did cover. It's been nice having some depth at the weight that we have, so that helps having kids step up and take advantage of that opportunity.
Yeah, as you kind of go throughout the remainder of this regular season, just a couple meets left for you guys. Before you get into that district meet, what are some things that you're just trying to polish up and clean up kind of these last few regular meets?
I would say, finishing our matches. Like I said, we saw it last night where we would be ahead, by quite a bit and then end up losing, whether it be a pin or just a few of us are getting, I don't know what is going on actually. So we got to polish that up. Working on our takedowns, finishing takedowns, setting up our shots. Those are all things that are easily fixable. We know they're there, just kind of building that confidence, working a little bit harder in the room here the second half. We've got a few big meets coming up. Saturday we go to a big tournament up in Belle Plaine, and then we'll have that Charger Invitational over ACGC. That's always a huge tournament as well.
You mentioned that you have some depths at some of your weights that you have. You have a couple guys on your team that have some state tournament experience. What is kind of the excitement surrounding those guys that have done so well this year? Such as Zane Molnitz, Blake Rowson, and Tommy Booth, with Tommy and Zane being at the state tournament before, and trying to hopefully maybe get a couple other guys up there this year.
Yeah, I think we got a huge opportunity to get some of these guys up there. With Tommy, Zane, Blake in the room, they're really encouraging the other kids. They're really working a lot with some other individuals, helping them improve, which is great to have in the room. Very fortunate and lucky to have that opportunity with those guys that really stepped up. With Blake and Zane being some underclassmen, that helps out a lot. And Tommy just kind of takes the lead every day, gets things going. So that's been nice to have. And then it's kind of a diverse weight there, from 20 to 57. So it really helps out in between, which is where we do have a lot of, younger guys. So they're really getting some experience. But there again, filling in for districts, rolling into state. Not gonna lie, our district is gonna be tough. Having Alburnett, North Mahaska, Waco, it's a tough tournament there, but our opportunities are huge. So just finishing out the rest of this year, getting to that point.
Yeah, you kind of get ready for the month of February, but the month of January obviously is extremely busy for wrestling teams, really any winter sport in that matter. You just have a lot of wrestling, a lot of action. How do you as coach kind of keep your guys fresh, keep them engaged, keep them, just the high intensity in your room?
With so like the month of January here, it always, I think every year, no matter what you're doing, feels like the longest month of the year, just with weather and everything. But in the wrestling room as well, we're going basically every Thursday, Saturday, Thursday, Saturday, with quads and tournaments, and it's a tough month with what we've been doing. So really just trying to get in that routine, kind of a Monday, recovery. Tuesday, tough practice. Wednesday, kind of stay fresh, and just, you know, not go as long in the room, and just keep the kids active, fresh, on the point that we need to focus on every week, and not really add a whole lot to our routine.
Well, Coach, I appreciate, you know, your time visiting with me as always, and, you know, best of luck as your team heads into this last few competitions of the regular season.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.